Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show, acoustic version. Devil's busy, as many of you Christians know. He's the prince of the air this evening. He's sitting on my airwaves. All of my technology has completely gone kaflooey, so I'm on my phone. I'm on my phone because I want to let you know that here in the state of Georgia, our Georgia GOP chair, Davis Schaefer, has just filed suit in response to voter fraud, poll watcher intimidation, as well as absentee ballot issues. So Georgia is still in play. Yes, I cannot imagine that it will not go in favor of Donald Trump, as some of you may know. Michigan has been called for Joe Biden. I believe he is now at 264 electoral votes. That is a problem. Only until, I believe, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina are still on the table. I know in Wisconsin, they will be dealing with those absentee ballots as well. Eric Trump just came out along with former mayor of New York, now attorney of the administration of Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, as well as Corey Lewandowski, and former attorney general of Florida, Pam Bondi. They are all filing suit. The Trump administration's filing suit. Pennsylvania, and could possibly turn into a national suit as well regarding absentee ballots that are just appearing in the middle of the night, voter fraud, as well as poll workers caught on video recordings of poll watchers not being allowed into the polling stations, and if so, kept at 30 feet away from being able to see anything. So, you know, you can never underestimate the power of the will of a Democrat, a liberal, to have been taught that to steal something. I mean, if you think about it, this is like the perfect, this is so analogous, right? So in Islam, and Sharia law particularly, but we call them radical Muslims, people who will show up and bomb stuff and take out the quote infidel, right? Well, if you think about it, we have that exact scenario going on in this country right now, politically, right? Partisanship wise. The Democrats are willing to stop at literally nothing to steal the election because they feel as if, I mean, they've been brainwashed for the past 4 years. Imagine being someone who only has access or has chosen to subject themselves to CNN and other mainstream media outlets day in and day out. Like, that's it. Or The View, for God's sakes. Think about how many women voters particularly watch The View, right? Think about the vitriol, the lies, the deception that has been sown into the fabric of the country for the past 4 years regarding the president, not to mention from our own Congress, our House, which sadly we have not managed to completely overtake, which saddens me grotesquely so. I have to tell you, here in the state of Georgia, we did not take back seats that we should have as Republicans, which tells you that we're going to skip over purple, we're going blue. I'm not really a hyperbolic kind of person. I have discernment, I have eyes to see and ears to hear. We are going to skip purple in the state of Georgia. We are going blue. By the grace of God, we still have a Republican governor, or we would be in the crapper with the rest of your Democrat-run cities, because we have the single most, next to Baltimore, complicit, maniacal, narcissistic, malignant narcissist mayor fathomable. I mean, that's what we contend with here. Riddled with clouds of corruption, her own election riddled with a cloud of corruption. I mean, I could tell you stories. We will probably never see a perp walk. You'll probably never see a perp walk with regard to all of this theft. People should be slammed hard with prison, with expedited sentencing. Anyone involved in voter fraud should go down. Now, I will say this. I am done with the mail-in ballot, picking up the little field goal, you know, the field posts, and moving them down the field. The goalposts. That's what the left does. And that's why we're in this position. Mail-in ballots, all of, you know, absentee ballots, my humble opinion, unless you are overseas on active duty or legit and alive elderly American citizen who cannot get to the polling station for because of handicap or lack of transportation, whatever, illness, fine. There's your absentee ballot. But this whole coup that they've staged and no voter ID, I mean, this is a complete shit show and you guys know it. And so kudos to the Trump administration, to the Trump campaign, rather, for saying, you know, that's it, we're done, we're going after you, we're filing suit, and it's probably not just going to be Pennsylvania, although Lewandowski has called Pennsylvania as Trump country. Eric Trump called it as well as Rudy Giuliani. You will not hear that on mainstream media. It is a fair assessment that Pennsylvania will go for President Trump. At this point, he's going to require the four states necessary in order to get him over the 270. God forbid that we end up in some kind of a tie. Not sure how that would happen at this point. But can you imagine Nancy Pelosi determining, probably the only saving grace of Nancy Pelosi determining our president? Because bear in mind, if there were to be a tie, then it would be the House of Representatives who determines that, right? So I would imagine she would thereby, you know, say that Joe Biden's president. But guess who gets to determine who the vice president is? The Senate. So that would be interesting for Joe Biden, who is mentally incapacitated and on his way out at this point. We all know it, including the Democrats. He becomes president by virtue of Nancy Pelosi's appointment, if you will, assignment. And the Senate determines that President Trump gets to be the vice president. That could be interesting. And then we invoke the Nancy's, you know, favored 25th Amendment and, you know, move Biden out of the way and President Trump resumes his presidency. I don't think it's going to come to all of this. It is, but it is a mess. It is going to get messier. I am receiving reports from people in Georgia, from all over Georgia, but particularly here in Fulton County where I reside and DeKalb County, telling me of voter intimidation, people coming to their door, people doing something what's called, ballot curing. It's where people who are just not smart enough to figure out that they should have signed their ballot or otherwise, you know, included pertinent information on their absentee ballot. These guys are coming out in droves as Democrats. These are all Democrat-run entities to ensure that if your ballot's kicked back, you know, hey, here, we're here to help you sign it. They have until this Friday to work that out. Again, the margin that we have here in Georgia, I cannot imagine that you will uncover over 100,000 votes for Joe Biden. Although, you know, this is Stacey Abrams' country, so anything is possible. My main reason for coming on this evening was to encourage you. I want you to hear me and hear me very clearly. We are not going to go down without a fight. And that's not because we're just refusing to step aside in a legitimate election, because that's not what's happening. So I want you to please quit agreeing with defeat. Please stop agreeing with defeat online, in your heart, and in your head. I know it's hard. I've been on my couch all day lamenting the position that we're in as a nation, lamenting that we should be so far past this margin of closeness, in my humble opinion. And I was not necessarily a landslider, if you will, but it sure would have been helpful at a time like this. So, but I want to encourage you to please stop with the fatalistic, nihilistic, that's it, God's abandoned us, the Democrats have stolen it, I knew it, all the stuff I see online. We need to coalesce. This is not the time. This is not the time. This is our country. We've been called to occupy our territories, Christians, especially Christians who are just fatalistic, that God's just abandoned us to our wicked ways. Okay, enough of that mess. And half of you doing that are your never-Trumper, Ben Shapiro worshiping sanctimonious ones. So please stop with that rhetoric. If the church didn't show up, if God didn't show up, it's because the church didn't show up, in my humble opinion. So, you know, there is such a thing as providence and us agreeing with providence and showing up. Again, I take you back to the garden with Christ, right? Sweating as drops of blood. He still had the choice. It was ordained from the foundations of the earth that he would go to the cross and die for the sins of all mankind. That was ordained. It was providential from the beginning of time, from the foundations of the earth, right? But he still had a choice. So I'm putting the responsibility back on us. We now have a choice. This is not the time for us to look over the wall at the land of giants and say, they're too big for us. We've lost. If you're Christian, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're not Christian, join us. Join me in my effort to maintain some semblance of unity and peace and godliness in the way of positivity around this. I'm not someone who sticks my head in the sand. I'm not a pie in the sky kind of girl. If you followed me for any length of time, you know that's not the case. But I'm here to encourage you. That is part of my show. Life, love, and liberty. It was faith, life, and politics, right? I've been in ministry for over 10 years, ordained minister. I'm telling you, this is not the time to tuck tail and surrender. Never, in the words of one of my favorite people ever born into the earth, Sir Winston Churchill, never, ever, never surrender. We're not surrendering. We're not surrendering until every legitimate vote is counted in this country. Okay, I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. Here's to hoping that we'll go ahead and call Georgia. I think it should be done. I think it's a given. North Carolina as well. They're saying that it could be into next week before they decide. But just prepare for the lawsuits to happen. We need your positive words of we are not moving. Please do not look over into the land of the giants and say they are too big for us to take them, because no one is too big to be taken down by the unadulterated honesty of the law. And when justice is allowed to breathe and to be executed according to her highest level of efficacy and how it was designed to be in this nation, alongside a God, the God of liberty and of truth and of honesty and decency, there's nothing that can stop us for having 4 more years. All right, I love you guys. You can follow me on Twitter, Monica On Air Talk, The Monica Matthews on Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher. You can download me everywhere, share my work. If you have been a victim of voter fraud, voter intimidation, you've seen anything suspicious, you're a poll watcher, you've had problems, please contact me. I am in touch with our Secretary of State here in Georgia. I am compiling information, and I'll be happy to submit it for you. You can also go directly to the Secretary of State's office, but I am happy to do that. I've been placed in that position, and I'm happy to do that for you. So you can reach out to me at monica@monicamatthews.com. This is too important. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I love you. Be good to your neighbor, beginning your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.